This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that a chalitza from a cherish is possible. Aber khom mein rim ein khalitza kot in klum. So drashi, so diver rabbi meyer der vi shrabo, also khalitza ben tisha ke get begodel. So was we don't remember what about yezu diver rabbi meyer is rabbi meyer shita. So rashi says the what the rabbi meyer shita is that also khalitza ben tisha for cotton makes khalitza is sit like a get begodel does passel. Aber khom mein rim ein khalitza kot in klum. No, the cotton makes khalitza it means nothing at all. Trash the pligos ramri also be a spentest kemaim of a godom hava bachalitza loisur like a vossi. Fight the ktan the shechotza. Oma there is now a mishnah's mashma here. There is mashma the mishnah says it's psula, so it does something at least. The Mar said it's only according to Reb Meir Shita. But the chamold and chalitza's cotton klum, it's nothing at all, it doesn't even passel. Fight the ktan the shechotza. The ktan makes chalitza. Oma rav yudom arav. Zu divir Rabbi Meir. The Yomar Ish Ksiv Parsha. The pasuk says an Ish. He has to be a Gadol. Who makshinon Isha liish. Who are then the Isha, the Yavama, she also has to be a Gadola. If she's a Ketan and she does the Chlitza, the Chlitza is Tzula. Havachom Maimrim Ish Ksiv Parsha. A man has to be a Gadol. The Yavam. But Isha, the lady, the Yavama, ben Gadola ben Ketana. Even if she's a Ketana, still she could make Chlitza. The Mormon Chachom, who is this Chachomim? Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Rabbi Chi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Have a Yasvi, they were sitting. Posachad Minay B'Yoma. One opened up his mouth and said like this. Hamispala, when somebody's davening Shimon Esrei, is Sorach Sheitin Einav Lamata. He has to look downwards. Shinam and the Posach says, V'ayu Einay V'libi Shom. Kol Ayomim, your eyes and your heart have to be like facing downwards. That's the way you have to be looking. Bishashi saying. Kalpa Yoritz. There is Rashi Mishum Deshchina Hossam. Weiter. V'chadam, one says, no, ain't of Lamala. You should be looking upwards. Shinema, Nosel, Bavena, Wakapain, like lifted up his heart. So he has to say two different things. Hadahochi, also Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, in between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi came, the Gabaya came to them. Omelu, he said to them like this. But my ask is, so what are you talking about? Is Omelu, we're talking about Hilchas Tvila. Omer Lucy said back, Kach Omer Abba, this is what my Abba said. Ha Mispal, whoever's davening Shimon Esrei, so Rashi Yitin Ein of Lamata true. Your eyes, you have to be looking downwards. But for Libor Lamala, your heart, where should you be thinking? Do you be thinking Lamala, that was doing, but like you're talking to Hashem, Lamala, and Shemayim. There she is kind of Moshtayim Mekores Alolu. That's how you're kind of those two stoops looking. Downwards and upwards. Ha Behochi, in between, Osner, Rabbi Lamasifta. Inu devi klila yasi b'dichtayu. They were like smaller. They were able to go fast to their seat. They sat down fast. Ab Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, agav yukrai. Since he was very fat, very big, heavy nifsa v'yozel. He took his time. He couldn't get to his seat so fast. He went slow. His omalei avdan sazan said to them, miu zeh shemavseyu arosha yam kodesh. Who is this person that has taken so long? Rashi's Avdin Rashi says, Talmid Dosh Rebbe Yoya. That was Rebbe's Talmud. So he said, like, what's taking you so long to sit down? Like, when you're walking through, vice everybody else had to stood up, stand up for you. So what's this Lashon? Why you be Mafsi Arosh Yom Kodesh? Omalei, so he said back, Ani Yishmov Rebbe Yosi. Shebosi Loma Torah Merebbe. What do you mean? I'm Rebbe Shmov Rebbe Yosi. I come to learn Torah. I came to the Shir to learn from Rebbe. Is Omalei, so his Avdin, his Talmud said, V'chiyata Hogan Loma Torah Merebbe? Who says you deserve to learn Torah from a Rebbe? Omalei, he said back to him, V'chi Moshe Ayogin lo meter mipi agvura? Was Moshe Rabbeinu roi and fit to learn from Hashem? In other words, like even though Hashem was so much greater, still you could come to learn Torah. So Omalei Satan said back to him, but still V'chi Moshe Ato? Are you doima to Moshe Rabbeinu? Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered back, V'chi Rabche l'kimu? Is your Rebbe like Hashem? In other words, V'chi Matre Gosoi, I'm equal. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "Shak le Rebbe le Matafosei." Rebbe took back what he deserved. So Rashi says, "Legmuloi al sheshamav lemicha." Thus, Rebbe will soon see something bad happen because he heard this and he wasn't meicha, like he should have been meicha with his Talmud, not to talk back like this. To come le Rabcha for le Rebbe. that Rabbi Shmuel said back, "Your Rebbe and not my Rebbe." And he didn't give that much kovid to his Rebbe. He said, "Lashon Rabcha, it's your Rebbe and not my Rebbe." But Adahochi in between, after Yavama came to them, the Kaim of the Rebbe in front of Rebbe. Omale Rebbe Liavdin. So Rebbe told Avdin to his Talmud, "Puk Botko, go check her out to see." So Drashim, "Hey, Shtei Cyrus, go check her out to see if she's a good girl or not." His labos is in Norfolk. When he went out, Omale Rebbe Shmuel. Bishmuel said that Kach Omarabba. This is what my father said. Ish Ksiva Pasha. The Torah only says the man, the yavam, has to be a gadol. Avol isha, the isha, ben gadol, ben katana. Whether she's a gadol or a katana, both ways, she's kosher, you don't have to check her out. Omalei, come back, he told Avdin then, leitzriches, for her rezoken, come back, we already have the psak, that even though she's a katana, still it's kosher. This is Rabbi Yossi's psak. Mar says, komif sa'avdin, for Yossi. Sa'avdin was walking back, is Omale Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, "Mi shetzarach la yam kodesh yifse arusha yam kodesh." That whoever needs the tzibur, you have right to walk over them. But mi shein tzarach la yam kodesh hech yifse arusha yam kodesh. Like Rabbi Shmuel gave it back to Avdon. How come now you're walking down in front of the Talmidim, like making them stand up? Omale Rabbi Li Avdon. So Rabbi told Avdon, stand in your place. Is Tony, we learned. At that time, Nitzar Avdon. Avdon became a Mitzayra. That was his Lashon, that his Rashi says, Oinshoi, Shaloshon Hara Negoyim. Vitovu Shnei Bonov, and his two children drowned. Umianu Shnei Kaloisov, and his two daughter-in-laws both gave me and both got rid of the husbands. That was the Oinish that happened to Avdon. Omar Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchak. Brich Rachmona, like Baruch Hashem, the Kasper Liavdin by Alma, he gave Davdin back his Ksufis, embarrassment of this world. In other words, he got his punishment of this world, it's still a schus, you won't have to get your punishment in Olam Habo. Rabbi Yami, Midvorev Shel Berebi Numad. What do we learn? That Ketana Choletes Bepuotis. That a Ketana she can make Chalitza when she comes to the Shear of Puotis. So Rashi says that means kavashish kavasheva. When she's 6 or 7 years old, then she can make chalitza. Rav Rama achetegiel liyonis tadorim. She has to come 11 years old. The ilchus though achetovish tei sarvus. The halacha is no that a katana cannot make chalitza. She has to be a gedola. She has to have two sarvus. Chol sovishnayim. Then the Mishnah says, what about they make chalitza in front of two? So Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, ein halacha kyosi azug. We don't pass like our Mishnah. If you make it by yourself, chalitza is psula. It has to at least be in front of three. I've Omer Rav Nachman Chodizim. He said it already one time. The Omer Rav Yosef Amidrumi, Omer Rav Nachman. Chalitza b'shloisha. That chalitza has to be in front of three people. Must have three, I need both. Diyitmach k'maysa v'minani milukhatchila. Havu diyevet afilu trei. Maybe on the lukhatchila. At the beginning you're supposed to have three. But if b'diyevet, maybe even two is enough. K'mash malon ein aloch yosef yazug. No, we don't hold like them. V'yashmin ein alach yoisi azog ela katana kama havamino diyevet av lachatchila liboyi chamisha tricha. We're just saying, I would have thought on the lachatchila you have to have five like we had to have yudu before. As k'mashmin no, the lach is three, you need likuva. Maisa shecholzu. So the Mara beinola beinov, she made the chalitza by herself. Miyadinon, do we know the chalitza?
In other words, the kash is like, where are the edim levrurei? How do we know? How do we believe that she made chalitza? So Moran says, "Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'yedim royin oisim evachutz." There are edim watching it outside, even though they did not know edim were there. But the mice edim were outside watching it, so there are edim now to tell us that it took place. Did Achrayim and the Rishonim talk about it over here? If chalitza is like a davar sheberev, that you have to have two edim likuva for the chalais. Like by Kedushin, you have to have two Edim there, b'shas t'chalait ha-Kedushin. Here at Smashma, you only need the Edim, just levrure, just to know later that it really happened. So Mar says, Enechlam, with the Edim outside watching it. So Mar has to show, now we boy lihu. What exactly happened here? Maise shecholtzu beino leveino avroi. Was the case that they made the chalitza by themselves outside? Who bo maise lefnei Rabbi Kiva beveso asurim. And they came now to Rabbi Kiva to ask him the halacha when Rabbi Akiva was in jail. Oidoma may be Maisa Shecholto Beinor Levenova Veisasurin. The Maisa was that this Chalitza took place in jail. That was the Shaila. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, so he answered back that Bebeis Asurin Hoya Maisa, true. The case took place where this Yavam and Yavama was in jail. They did it by themselves in jail. But Ulebeis Asurin Bo Maisa. But they also came to ask Rabbi Kiva when he was also in jail. They asked him, Mashallah, what's the halacha? All right, we'll stop here.